Well, summer is still a month away, but parts of the country were experiencing summertime temperatures on the weekend. Otago, Canterbury and Marlborough were among the hotspots thanks to hot air blown from Australia. We asked Janice Graham from Alexandra's Holiday Park just how hot it was.
Between Veery and Blumen, but it'd be well in the 30s. But that's all right. We can handle that. We've got a wee river there for people to swim in, and there's been a few down there today.
And Cabarro was feeling the heat as well. Its Mayor Malcolm Campbell said he hoped the heat would be followed by a bit of rain to cool things down.
Well, I was in Rotorua earlier this afternoon. It was 29 over there, and as soon as we were driving back, it was getting hotter and hotter. You could see the temperature going up in the car, and I thought, hello, here's a go. And so when we got back here, it was registering 34 in my car, I know that. Don't mind a little bit of hot weather, but we certainly need rain to come with it too, because it will dry out fairly smartly.
Well, we're joined now by Chris Brandolino from the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research. Good morning, Chris.
Morena. Kia ora. How are you?
Very well. Would you describe it as blimmin' hot?
Yeah, well, especially for the time of year. I mean, over the weekend, we had some pretty high temperatures well into the 30s across the South Island, starting with Saturday. Clyde had their warmest November temperature on record. Likewise, in Windsor, Alexandra had their equal warmest temperature on record, low 30s there. Then Sunday, we followed that up with the ninth warmest temperature on record across the country, or for New Zealand, for the month of November. And that was in Cheviot at 33.1. Then we've had another hot day yesterday in the Bay of Plenty, 34.5. And that was the third warmest November temperature on record.
So, look, we're not any strangers to these big westerly weather patterns coming over and blowing northwesterlies, particularly if you're in eastern parts of the country and it being hot. What's unusual about this particular one?
It's a time of the month because all the top 25 warm temperatures, in fact, I'll just open it up right now. I have this list in front of me. We're getting ready for this. We had one of our climate scientists, Gregor in Wellington, say, look, can you give us the top 25 warmest temperatures in anticipation of this? And I'm looking at the dates, and they're all, I think, all but one are after the 15th. And that, the one that wasn't after the 15th was the 12th of November. So we're talking the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th of November, we're getting temperatures that are ranking, you know, top 10. So that is really, you know, we're upping the ante here a couple weeks or so from when the previous or the current records are, if that makes sense.
So what's driving it?
Well, I'm sensing a climate change question, so I'll just beat you to it. Natural variability is one thing. So, look, it's always going to get hot. It always has been hot in terms of, you know, summertime. It gets hot. That's what happens. But when we get these naturally occurring things occurring in a warming Earth, then they go a notch higher. So we've had hot air come off from Australia, right? We're getting long days now. And as a result, we get a bit of a fern effect as well, and you get temperatures quite warm. The fact that it's happening in a warmer climate now, that just makes it a bit warmer. So these sorts of things we're seeing now, they are aligned with what our expectations are as we look ahead in the many decades ahead. So when you get, these things become more likely, extreme weather events and extreme temperatures, that's one of them.
Is there a risk, too, that it dries out soil a bit quicker than previously, that we start to see some harmful effects to New Zealand in terms of drought?
Yeah, we are seeing some dry areas at the moment. I'll just dial up the NZDI. That's the New Zealand Drought Index. You can go to neo.co.nz or just type it in a search engine. And right now, there is some dryness evident across the coastal Wairarapa, south areas of coastal Wairarapa, interior Otago, far southwest Canterbury. That's actually going to change. So we're dry now, but as we head into the next couple of days, especially later this week into the weekend and beyond, we've got to watch and turn our weather eyes to more active weather. We could see more big rain events, and that comes with an elevated risk for potential flooding should they materialize. So we think over the next, say, by late this week into the weekend and beyond, it's actually rainfall we got to be concerned with. So the next few days are going to be warm to hot. We're going to see lower 30s again today across portions of the east of the South Island, particularly east of the North Island. We'll do it again tomorrow, but we remain warm. It's going to get humid for the North Island as we go for the next few days. So it'll feel like summer, but problem is, we're barely to the first week of November.
All right, then, what is the outlook for summer? We fire up the old supercomputer. What does it tell us?
Yeah, supercomputer does include meteorologists and climatologists adding value.
Of course.
Yeah, shameless plug. So look, for the next 3 months, in broad strokes, we think temperatures for a good part of New Zealand going to be average or above average. Well, what does that mean, Chris? You're driving in your car. Well, we think a flavor or a theme of a cool next 3 months, don't want to say it's off the table, but it's going in that direction, okay? So average to above, though, there's going to be really warm temperatures, or above average, I should say, for the next 3 months. Best chance for that is the eastern part of the North Island. Though, again, there are, you know, that could happen for the whole country, but that's just where the odds are highest. Rainfall for the South Island, east and west of the South Island, so we're talking Westland, Canterbury, Otago, particularly Otago. Rainfall near normal or above normal. Got to watch those heavy rain events. Basically from, say, late this week, weekend-ish, starting there through about mid-December, that's the window we think where the weather could be quite active, and those heavy rain events could impact anywhere in New Zealand. It's just that they could be more focused and more likely for the east and west of the South Island. Got to watch dryness for the next 3 months, northern and eastern part of the North Island, Bay of Plenty, Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa, Auckland, north and Waikato regions, as rainfall likely to be normal or below normal.
I just got to finish with one question. People often say, well, certainly Wellington, they like to sort of say, oh, summer starts later now, and that it's sort of, you know, February and March, and that the seasons are changing. Is there any validity in that idea?
I don't think it's starting later now. Look, here's some facts, a little tidbit you can take to the water cooler this morning. We're an island nation. I know, I'm surprised. Everyone's surprised by that, you know, pardon the sarcasm. But we are an island nation, so it takes time to heat the water. So summer has always been back-end friendly. That's my term, because we're coming out of winter, so the waters are cool, and that really influences our temperature. You know, it doesn't mean it can't get hot, e.g. yesterday, today, tomorrow, that sort of thing. But generally, our local seas, Tasman seas, drive our temperatures. And when that warms up, it can really keep things warm. And that typically happens at the back end of summer. And that's why our autumns can be particularly enjoyable, particularly the first, say, month or 2 months of autumn. So summer's always been warmest on the back end because of our seas, and it takes longer to heat the ocean, but we benefit from that.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Chris Brandolino there. Brandolino from the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research.